It's good to have you. Burning Daylight, of course, here on hour number three. It's the middle of forgotten America, buried under a blanket of snow, and so it is. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. Number three, like I was talking about, a big blast of winter way early, like 5 or 6 weeks early here. Record snowfall in Chicago through the Great Lakes region. And wait, there's more, because record snow and cold still on the way. Number two, the Auto No Fault Reality Tour continues through West Michigan today as we continue to look deeply into the effects of the new law signed by Governor Whitmer. And number one, it's public hearings week for the impeachment palooza. Efforts going on with Democrats in D.C. Is it a fair process? Well, one would wonder, standing where I stand, looking at what's going on. But it's going to be a tough test for the president. Likely, he's going to be only the third president ever impeached. Of course, Nixon resigned. But I say impeachment's inevitable. But that's likely where it ends at this point, unless something new comes tumbling out. I mean, the whole conversation is still about this phone call, this phone call between the president of Ukraine and Donald Trump back on the 25th of July. We've seen the memo. Democrats would have you believe, oh, there's big parts of it that are still missing. We've got the smoking. And no, you don't. But Republicans now are putting out a memo, the talking points memo, if you will, of what they're going to discuss, the party's plan to defend the president in these hearings that start, I believe, is it tomorrow or Thursday? I get confused. There's so much nonsense and noise. Who knows? And it's going to be painful to watch, because instead of having 5 minutes back and forth, which is somewhat painful to watch, each member of Congress is going to have something like 45 minutes to pontificate and stand on the soapbox and give speeches. Anyhow, part of the defense of Trump from the Republicans will be the fact that there is a deep-seated and genuine and reasonable skepticism of Ukraine and the United States taxpayers funding foreign aid there to a country that is so rife with corruption, has been ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Republicans pointing out that Trump and Zelensky have both said there was no pressure on that call. Another piece of evidence cited by the memo's authors is that the Ukrainian government interfered in the 2016 presidential election in opposition to Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton, but that's something that has yet to be proven. But it may be soon. John Durham still coming. You never know what might be proven. You know, the United States provided Ukraine with much-needed security assistance despite no investigation of Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. Several State Department officials called by the House Democrats have also showed that there is no quid pro quo, according to the Republicans. And they say that Adam Schiff is, well, he's dishonest and on a purely political goose chase. And so this is how the Republicans are going to defend themselves, in large part, because it's a one-sided, partisan, and fundamentally unfair effort. But as these hearings open, it's still a chance for the Democrats to find something to bring down this president, which they've been trying to do since the day after the election. Remember, The Atlantic wrote an article, one that I cited, that was December of 2016. The impeachment process begins. And, of course, you've got Mark Zaid, the attorney for the so-called whistleblower, who's not a whistleblower at all, but the so-called whistleblower, his attorney, saying in January of 2017, right when Trump was taking the oath of office, that the impeachment will begin and they will get Trump out of office. I'm paraphrasing a bit, but you get it, that they're going to go after him. And now we know from Nikki Haley. Now we know from Nikki Haley that there were people that the president selected and brought into his administration that were also actively undermining his presidency. Talk about the deep state. Rex Tillerson, one of those brought in, and John Kelly, another, that Nikki Haley says were openly courting her to join them to undermine the president. They said it wasn't undermining the president, it was protecting the country. Who the hell are you? Tillerson, you were never elected to anything. You're president of ExxonMobil, congratulations, but you're not in charge here. Then John Kelly, also trying to orchestrate a bloodless coup inside the White House, it seems. And if you didn't hear this, you should hear this for yourself. You need to hear it. It was on CBS News. I'm going to replay this for you. I played it yesterday, but I want you to hear it again. Extremely important. From Nikki Haley, new book out today, With All Due Respect, the name of the book. And she sat down with CBS News anchor Norah O'Donnell and promptly shot down the idea of impeachment. Shot it down. And then said, you know, there were, well, let's hear that part first. She shot down impeachment based on what? Here's Nikki Haley, bite number one. Bite one, go.
Do you think ultimately the president will be impeached and removed from office?
No, on what? You're going to impeach a president for asking for a favor that didn't happen and giving money and it wasn't withheld? I don't know what you would impeach him on. I mean, look, Norah, impeachment is like the death penalty for a public official. When you look at the transcript, there's nothing in that transcript that warrants the death penalty for the president. And I think that,
to be clear, it was not a complete transcript. There are still things that are missing from it. And in that, he does say, I would like you to do us a favor, though.
The Ukrainians never did the investigation, and the president released the funds. I mean, when you look at those, there's just nothing impeachable there. And more than that, I think the biggest thing that bothers me is the American people should decide this. Why do we have a bunch of people in Congress making this decision?
What bothers me most is that people like Rex Tillerson and John Kelly would try to undermine the president of the United States in opposition to the will of the voters, in opposition to the will of the people. That's what's most galling and upsetting to me personally. I mean, here are people that were brought in that work at the pleasure of the president. This is all part of the problem that we have now. You have this administrative state. You've got these bureaucrats that are there for life in the State Department, in the Justice Department, in all of these places, that have suddenly found it acceptable to pursue their own political agendas. Not that of the people that have been elected to be there. Not that of those selected by the people that have been elected to be there to carry out policies, but to carry out their own agendas and their own policies. They think somehow, well, I'm smarter and I'm more important and I'll make decisions for the country. To hell with the voters. They're imbeciles. They would never vote for this guy. They don't know what they're doing. They're imbeciles. Nikki Haley will run for president. I look forward to it. I don't know if she'll win, but she'll be a good candidate. She has a great story to tell. She is a legitimate candidate for the Republican nomination in 2024. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Straight ahead, Linda Lee Tarver will be here. Why? I'm going to keep that a secret until just after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Dudley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why We're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.